the ashrei that we say before minyan should be done when there's a minyan, so that you could say kaddish afterwards. The Ramah holds the kaddish that we say after ashrei is going back on the ashrei. After you said sukkim, you say ashrei. The truth is that Rambam learns that the reason why we say kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei is as a preparation for Shemoneh Esrei. So you can look in both ways. But before you start talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remind yourself of the Hashivas of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the desire that He should reveal Himself in the entire world. That's the Shiva of Kaddish. If you desire that He should reveal Himself in the entire world, maybe He'll reveal Himself to you in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. There's something about the minhag to say Parshat HaTomid before Ashrei by Mincha, Eger Tomid Shel Beit Hamayim, and it's a minhag yof. A proper thing to do. So the Rambam mentions over here the Ketoros. In the first Chelek he mentions about Ketoros also. And the Shabru also brings it. So if you can't let me pit my Ketoros, it depends what time you're davening. You're going to say pit my Ketoros and everything else, and you're going to daven Shemoneh Esrei after Shkia.